All across northwest Florida and South Alabama, residents can see evidence of this year's harsh winter. But with spring around the corner, many are thinking about getting their yards in shape and wondering what to do about those cold, damaged brown palms. For some expert advice, we're starting a new occasional series with Jonathan Heide and Escambia County horticulturalist Beth Bowles, hosts of WUWF-TV's Southern Gardening.
Let's start with the first one, Beth. What are you going to be talking about today?
We are right in the time that a lot of people in their yards are seeing winter weeds, and they're wanting to know what to do about those. Most of those are going to die because we're transitioning to the warmer season, but right now we want to be thinking about a pre-emergent herbicide for some of our summer weeds, like crabgrass or some others that will be annuals.
Now, is there one they should be using or should be careful not to use?
The most common ones that people will use as a pre-emergent will be pendimethalin or dithiopyr, also sold as Dimension or a high-yield type product. And you apply this to the lawn or even ornamental beds, and it helps kill the developing seed of that weed. If you choose to use something like atrazine, you don't want to use that around the root zone of ornamentals or trees because it can be taken up. The key with any of these pre-emergent herbicides is not to overwater after application or apply it when a heavy rain, because that will wash it out of the root zone.
And what happens if it does wash out? Should you, obviously you don't want that to happen, but do you put it on again then? Would you have to?
If we accidentally get a rain or you weren't planning on that, yes, it can wash it beyond where the seeds. So probably in about 4 to 6 weeks, you would put on an additional application or repeat, and hopefully you can help keep those weed numbers down where hand pulling will help you through the summer.
Another topic of interest for residents is the cold damage to palms.
They're all wanting to know, what do I do with these palms in my yard that look like they're dead?
What do they do, Beth?
What do they do? The key for many of them is going to be wait to see what happens a little bit later in the spring. There are some palms, like the Washingtonia or certain canary palms, that we know are completely dead. There is no green on any of the fronds. There are others, though, that have a little bit of green coming out of the middle. And if that's the case, you absolutely want to leave that green and only prune fronds that are completely brown, including the leaflet and the petiole. So don't remove any green so that the plant can make food for itself and hopefully recover as our season moves along.
So if they see no green whatsoever on any of the, does that pretty much mean that it's most likely dead, or so they should just wait and be careful not to just assume it's completely dead?
If I were a homeowner and had a palm that had a little bit of value to it, even if it's mostly dead, I would still give it a little bit of time throughout mid-spring into early summer to see if it would recover. If it's a palm that's rather inexpensive, you may go ahead and pull that out. The key with many of these palms is that as we progress, a lot of times at that bud, if it's weakened or damaged, we may have secondary diseases that get into that. If that's the case, even in summer, we may have some that die later on that we thought were going to recover. The good thing for homeowners is to really, if you're going to replace a palm, consider a cold hardy palm, like the sable palm, palmettos, or even the pendo palm, or realize every few years we may have some serious injury from these cold winters.
Any questions, contact you?
Contact us at 475-5230.
Beth Bowles is a horticultural agent with the Escambia County Extension Service and the University of Florida IFAS. I'm Jonathan Heide, WUWF Public Media.